You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queercast on the internet. Today is Saturday, July 2nd, 2005. And tonight we have a special guest. We have David of Dating with David. David, say hi.
Hello, hello, hello.
Now remember, you need to be about 5 to 8 inches from the microphone.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's not enough space in the 5 to 8 inches between the microphone, my mouth, and the wine glass.
Yes, David's drinking some wine because we're having a nice Viognier, a French Viognier. I can't tell you, though, what the label name was. Do you remember what the label was?
No.
Anyway, something French, right? We're enjoying a Viognier. And we have some nibbles. We have some Swiss cheese, cheddar cheese, some smoked ham and almonds, and some crackers. And we're just going to chat about a couple things, because I know I have several listeners who have been waiting to hear a voicemail from David of Dating with David. I know Beth has been waiting and Peter have been waiting, so I was lucky enough to offer David a chance to be on the show live instead of a voicemail, and he accepted. So, David, why don't you give us a little update on Dating with David? I know you're chewing right now.
I'm chewing right now. You should work in the hospitality industry. You know when to come and ask questions when people have their mouth full.
At least it's full with cheese and not something else.
Yeah, anyway, I do plan on going out later.
we'll talk about that.
On that note.
We'll talk about that in a minute or two.
Let's see, Dating with David. Dating with David update. It's been a little interesting lately, actually. I guess go back to Mr. Trainer Boy.
Yes, the Trainer Boy.
Who I've done very good at relegating that to just a friendly thing.
Good.
You know, he still flirts in the gym, you know, always smiling and making, you know, goofy faces and stuff at me. And I just smile and do it back. But no, I think that is pretty much right where it needs to be.
That's probably a good thing. Have you guys gotten together to do anything lately?
No.
Okay.
And I'm kind of at the point now that if he wants to do something, let him talk to me. I've done enough.
Exactly. If he's interested in actually getting together and doing something, he needs to contact you.
Yeah, you know, even as a friend, I mean, friendships are two-way things. And it takes both people to do stuff.
And that makes me think of something. We've been friends for like 12 years, but who usually makes the phone calls?
I make the phone calls.
David always calls me. I am terrible at calling David.
But, you know, at the same time, my schedule is unpredictable.
Right.
Yours isn't.
Yeah,
I know we're going to be between 6:30 and 7 o'clock every night of the week.
Watching the news.
You're watching the news. And that's why I call you at 701.
And the thing about you is I never call your home phone number. It's always your cell phone.
Right.
So.
Well, even now, you know, if I'm at home, the cell phone forwards to the house when I'm home. So.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So as long as you call the cell phone, if I'm home, it goes to the house number.
That's cool.
Which is really convenient because then I only have to really give out one number.
You know, Homer does that too. His goes to his or his home phone goes to his cell phone, I think.
Okay. I could do that.
In any case, let's get back to Dating with David. So, it sounds like things are cool with the trainer guy.
Things are cool. Like I said, I'm not pursuing anything. But
you still chat and see each other and all of that, right?
Yeah, well, we still see each other a couple times a week. But, you know, a lot of the flirting and stuff has
died away.
He's done well, although this last Thursday, he was very smiley and grinny and everything. And every time he did, I'd just look at him and you know, kind of raise an eyebrow. And say, what?
Did he? Did, oh, he said nothing.
Yeah. Hmm. And he'd do it again. And I come very close. I could see him in the mirror, and he could see me back. And he was working out. And he was looking over at me, and I come very close to blowing him a kiss in the mirror just to see what he would do.
Oh, you would have gotten a chuckle out of him, I'm sure.
Probably.
You know, I should tell our listeners.
Drop their weights or something.
That's true. Hopefully not on his toe. I should tell the listeners that we have a kind of a new setup here. I actually got another microphone, so it's actually more like a real radio station because David has his own microphone and I have my own microphone, and we don't have to share anymore, so it sounds...
Yeah, I have one complaint about your new radio station.
What's that?
There are no donuts in the green room.
No donuts in the green room. I'm going to have to get on our intern.
Yes. Can I get on your intern?
Our intern is a female. No, I'm kidding.
I know you better than that.
Let's see, who could be the intern? I don't know, but that's funny.
Okay, so Archer is now taking applications for radio station intern.
That's right. And you have to be young and cute and in great shape.
Yeah, between 25 and 35, dark hair, sideburns.
Bottom.
Yes, bottom. I wasn't going to go that far, but, you know.
On this show, I told you before, this show you can go as far down as you like.
That's what I want your intern for.
So, yeah, if I had an intern here, that biatch would be going to Dunkin' Donuts and getting you some donuts and letting you...
And serving them to me naked.
Naked, and you'd be able to...
Both of us naked.
Mount him. Okay, that's a picture I don't really care to see right now. You naked with my intern while I'm clothed?
No. So if I'm naked with your intern and you're naked, then it's okay.
But no.
You got to be clothed because someone has to take the pictures.
I was just going to say that. Oh, speaking of pictures, I set up my camera and have the timer on so that we can take a picture.
Oh, okay.
And I have the remote in my hand. So look towards the camera. And this picture, of course, will be on the website. So... Let's see. There it goes. Okay. Now, that one looks too faggy the way I was holding my finger. Okay, I'm holding a cracker with ham on it and my pinky finger sticking in the air. We'll have to take that one again. So, look towards the camera again. Smile. There we go. I don't know if you're able to hear the camera beeping or the... what's that thing called? The shutter going, but... It did. We just took two pictures and... One of them will be on the website.
No.
Okay, so we totally...
Dating with David update.
Yes, I was just going to say, we totally got off track there. My fault.
You know, we got on the little bottom intern, and I just got all distracted. I've been very hormonal lately.
Yeah, what's up with that? Usually,
I have no idea.
Usually, David gets hormonal, and when we say hormonal, we don't mean like female hormones. We mean like horny. And he usually gets these feelings... around a full moon, but there's no full moon out, so I don't know what's up with that. Do you have any idea why that is?
I have no idea, and this is probably the first time in a long time it's been this bad.
Mm-hmm, this strong?
Yeah.
So have you been...
I'm thinking full moon, and all of a sudden I'm picturing the intern.
With his butt sticking up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yum, yum.
Yes.
Now, since you haven't been... I'm assuming, because we haven't gotten that far yet. Since I'm assuming that you haven't gotten any lately, are you taking matters into your own hands?
Sometimes twice a morning.
Oh, my God.
Normally, I'm a once-a-morning type of guy, but lately, it's been, try once, give it 5 minutes, change a videotape, and...
you mean the DVD?
DVD. Well, actually, I've got some videos. A friend of mine unloaded some videotapes on me, so I've been watching those.
Really? Anything I'd like?
Actually, yes.
Because you know what I like.
Yes, I know what you like. Actually, I've got about 3 or 4 DVDs that I'm burning that you'll like.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Because
that last one that you gave me, the last DVD that you put on, oh my God, that one is so hot.
Oh no, this is just
like,
so much more.
But it's like nasty hot.
This is so much more.
Really?
Really.
Well... For the listeners to know, I was going to say, before I get too hot, because I turned the air conditioning down, before I get too hot, my style of porn is late 70s, early 80s, kind of preppy looking guys, relatively smooth, big dicks, tons of cum and no condoms.
And I have some of that.
Mm. And cum shots all over the place.
And some of the stuff I've gotten lately have been early 2000 big dicks, sweaty guys, no condoms.
Early 2000s, no condoms?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they weren't allowed to make that anymore.
Oh, these are more amateurish type.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
I can't wait to see it.
Very,
all right, let's, we need this.
Very piggy videos.
Mm. Okay, we really need to stay on our topic here. Let's get back.
As Archer fans himself.
Because I'm hot. You know, the boyfriend's not around. I just dropped him on the floor.
Intern, hello. Would you bend over and pick that up, please?
Okay.
Yes, I am probably definitely going out.
Well, we're going to talk about that in a minute, but the boyfriend, as you know, has relatives in town, so I haven't seen him. We got together on Thursday, but that was just some
quickie. Yeah, but you haven't gotten together.
Well, no, we did some quickie stuff, but...
That doesn't count.
I know. So I haven't had my man sex lately, and I'm really horny. And I'm sure I have a feeling that he's very horny, too, because we have a very similar sex drive, so that's always... nice.
Oh, you're still getting it more than I am. So
again, I've gotten off topic. Let's get back to dating with David. Let's move on. What else is happening with David? Dating with David.
Started talking to this new guy.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice, very cute.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you start chatting online. Unfortunately, doesn't live too near where I do. It's about 45 minutes away.
Okay, so distance is a factor.
Distance is a factor.
As you know, as I used to say, geographically undesirable.
Yes. And I would say that too, except that he's actually spends a lot of time up in my area because of his family.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we chatted for a while, and chats got very personal.
Uh-huh.
And then the webcam came out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And
did you get naked on a webcam?
Yes.
What did you guys do, though? I mean,
took matters in our own hands.
So, to be clinical, you did some masturbatory activities?
I had some self-love.
Self-love.
And actually, he had some self-love, now, which was nice because I could watch him loving himself and he was watching me loving myself.
Did the camera get all sticky?
No, I kept the camera... Other
an appropriate distance.
At an appropriate distance.
Okay, so this
is interesting. We've done that now three times.
Now three times.
Yeah.
How long did you know him before you started doing this?
About 3 days. Hey, look at it this way. It's the ultimate in safe sex.
This is true. You're right. That's very true.
As long as you don't try to put your dick anywhere that's got electricity, then you're fine.
And it feels good, so there's nothing wrong with that. But I wonder about his motives, though. Was it just, like, to play around, or was he, you know, did he want to date?
Actually, in the beginning, it seemed like he was very interested in dating. And then, I don't know, things, our communication just kind of dropped off.
Have you confronted him about it, or?
I have, via email, because mm-hmm. I haven't seen him otherwise. And
have you met him before?
I have not met him. We were supposed to meet in person, but it kind of fell through.
So then it was really like an online thing.
Yeah.
Completely.
And I've confronted him about that and a couple of other things, and I have not gotten a response back. So he has been cast to the depths of hell, and he is no longer deserving of me.
Excuse me. So basically, he's... Which I would tend to agree with. You need to...
Like, I put him in iTrick as a flake.
Oh, an iTrick. I remember when you introduced me to iTrick.
I put him in iTrick as a flake. And for those of you that don't know iTrick, that's www.itrick.org. And it's a...
And I'll put a link on the show notes.
Yeah. I think it's iTrick.org. I have to double check.
Well, I will find it and I will, you know, get the right link for you guys.
But what it is, it's a little... custom piece of software where you can record information about your tricks and about what you've done and when you've done it and how you did it and who you did it with. And
I think, because I remember I actually They actually have a Mac version.
Yes.
Because I downloaded it several years ago, yes. and I was keeping track of the tricks I had.
So I keep track of mine. And even the video tricks, and you can put pictures of people and stuff.
Right.
I use it kind of, even the people that I don't trick with,
mm-hmm.
that I talk to, because it allows you to put information, you know, personal information and pictures. And
it's like building your own database of guys you've met online.
Yeah. I mean, and it's, you know, someone's already written it, so I don't have to write it myself.
Right. And it's not some, you know, well, I can't think of the word. You can put in, like, dick size and
if
he's a top or a bottom and hairy or smooth or, you know, you can put all that information in.
And then, you know, if you get down to actually having sex, and you can put in what you did.
Yeah.
What he did to you, what you did to him. So, but there's categories that you can put people in. And I put this guy in now as a flake.
Is flake one of the categories?
Flake is one of the categories.
Wow. Well, yeah, I would definitely agree
They didn't have one for losers, so I had to go with flake.
Flake, loser, same thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
So
sketchy guys.
Sketchy guys, there you go. Now, so besides him, is there anything else in the fire going?
Let's see. There's the little short boy.
Okay. Oh, which who you met online around the same time.
Around the same time, and haven't met in person. I got real close to having him come over for a little cuddle session.
Mm-hmm.
He's all of like 5'5".
Oh, sweet.
So I'm still working that one.
Now, when you say cuddle, does that mean having sex or literally?
At that point, I actually meant like real cuddle.
Just someone to hold.
Yeah. Because, I mean, he's 5'5". How can you not like that? It's like...
You'd envelop him.
It's like curling up with a koala bear.
Exactly.
Except he's smooth.
He's probably about the size of your
calf?
Body. No, not your calf. Although those are huge. Your body pillow.
Just about.
Yeah.
Let's see. There's another one that I've met that I haven't had much time to talk to. Simply because it was right before the weekend, and being a holiday weekend, he was leaving. But
yeah, I talked about that on Friday's podcast, that there's a huge migration. Seems like every 4th of July weekend, everyone gets out of town.
Yes. And actually, I'll have to get Archer to pull up the website so you can see the pictures.
What website?
Where I'm at this one.
Well, let me do that. What website is it?
Manhunt.net.
Manhunt.net. Well, my. What a name.
Clutch my pearls.
Clutch my pearls, girl. Actually, Homer, you know my good friend Homer.
Yes.
He is...
Who I did not get to meet when he was...
I know you didn't. Now, what's it? Manhunt.what?
Manhunt.net.
Homer actually was on Manhunt.net recently, I believe.
Well, Homer, if you're on manhunt.net, you'll have to look me up.
Okay, now where do I go when I'm there?
You'll have to log in as me.
Okay, well, he's going to write down.
I'm going to write it down
because I'm not going to say it on loud. Password and screen name.
We already know the
I was gonna say,
screen name.
Should
I? Don't need to give out. But
I was just going to say. because... you'd have people checking you all over the internet. Actually, yes. You know I only have 71 listeners. So
somehow I have
a... Oh my god, that's a hell of a long password.
I'm in IT. I'm used to
God, did I type
I'm
wrong?
Used to long things. It's going to be a really, really rough night.
I'm starting to feel this. Are you feeling any kind of buzz? You better not, because you're driving.
I haven't had enough wine to feel a buzz.
Okay, now click go.
Heaven help me if I get Heaven help me if I get alcohol in me later and anything cute walks by.
Ooh, you'll be hitting on that, won't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now where do I go? Does it look different on the Mac version? Because you know Macs are the best computers that there are.
Yeah, whatever. Alright, go to Buddy List.
Buddy List. Oh my goodness, look at all these cute guys.
That one's cute. The second one is the one...
This one?
Up at the top.
This one.
I'm talking to.
This
I'm
one?
Just, I'm just going to...
This one?
I'm going to go... Hang
this
on,
one?
Hang on.
Wait a minute, he's like my age.
Calm
okay.
Down.
Okay, now I have to tell you a story after you tell me this, because right. there is something I want to tell you about.
So what I'll do is each I have, and these are people that I talk to, but I'll give you a quick rundown of each one. The first one's just cute.
Yes, he is cute.
Second one I've been talking to. Mm-hmm. The third one, actually, he's kind of cute.
I don't know about that.
You have to look at the other pictures.
But now, I'm sorry,
the fourth one I've already made out with.
Oh my goodness, he's cutie.
The fifth one,
dorky.
He's kind of
76. He's not even. Oh, he's young. That's 29. That's not.
Yeah,
bad.
That's not.
Am
bad.
I thinking?
Oh. The sixth one. Remember I told you I met this guy in Giant one night.
This one?
No.
That one.
That one.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Yeah. And I actually talked to him online the other night, and he said that it would be nice if he could run into me in Giant again sometime.
Oh, he's got nice pecs.
He's got nice everything.
This name sounds very familiar. Very familiar.
I went out with him a few times.
Maybe that's why.
I've already slept with him.
This one?
Mm-hmm. Nice. We didn't have sex. We just slept together.
Well,
unfortunately.
Oh, no. I know this one.
Oh, really?
I think I've chatted with him online.
He's another little short.
Yes.
Boy. The next one over to your left.
He's like some kind of ethnicity, isn't he?
He's Middle Eastern, yeah. He hit me up one night on another website.
Uh-oh. I mean, man for sex.com.
And I wanted me to come over, and unfortunately I was tired because he's got a nice body.
Where does he live? I mean, like, how far away is
Boston.
He? Oh,
That's a good 25 minutes.
I was going to say... He didn't say Boston, as in Massachusetts. He said Ballston, B-A-L-S-T-O-N. It's an area here in the Washington, D.C. area.
So it's part of Arlington.
Part of Arlington, right.
The other one, he's just kind of a short little cutie.
This one.
That one right there has been chatting me up lately.
He looks ethnic, too.
Latino.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You already know number 12.
Oh, I thought he looked familiar.
And I've dated him already.
Well, I am sorry. He was not born in 1969.
Yeah, he and I...
1969, he's as old as I am.
Yes.
Actually,
he has birthday, so he's actually older than you.
I was going to say, he's like a year older than me. What a liar.
He and I go through this all the time. I'm like, you know, if you're going to lie about your age... That's fine. Don't make yourself younger than me.
Which he did.
Which he does. And he does consistently. He's getting better about it, but it's... Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's all part of the this whole sketchy men thing.
Sketchy men.
Lying about your age and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right, now, scroll down.
Wait a minute. I want to tell you first. Wait. Stop. This one, I'm pointing to a picture on the Manhunt site.
You can click it if you want. See the other picture.
I have seen him.
Yeah.
I haven't dated him, but he and I, like, probably 2 years ago. Yeah, it was after Sean. he and I were chatting a lot, and we had a lot in common and stuff like that, but I didn't want to drive all the way down to where he lives, and he didn't want to drive all the way up here where I live, so we never...
And he lives over by where I live.
He lives on... Yeah. I was going to tell you exactly where, but I know exactly where he lives. But I think he's really cute.
He is cute. But he's been very nice. He's been chatting me up.
But wait a minute. He doesn't have his age on here. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. There it is. Oh, no. He's not that age.
Oh, he's not?
He's at least a year older than that.
Oh. Well.
If not another year older than that. Because when he and I... Oh, yeah. He's older than that. Because when we were chatting... 2 years ago, he was that age.
Now you see, this is what's nice about this is what your friends are supposed to do is supposed to tell you, you know. I tell Archer he knows pretty much everything I do and everyone I do and so forth.
everyone I do, that's true.
And,
I do,
and I've got another friend I do the same thing with, and it was actually my other friend that let me know that the one that I just kind of gotten rid of just recently. Was just being sketchy.
And that's because I don't chat online anymore.
Right.
So I don't know.
And he saw him online and he saw something in one of his profiles that was a little sketchy and called me at work and said, hey, you need to talk about this. And that's when I wrote the email and I haven't heard anything back. So.
Yeah. Now, what happened to this?
Frame
it. Like, redrew itself or something.
Oh, what did you do? Oh, you hit the online.
Oh.
Go back to the...
To buddy list?
Yeah. Those are the ones that are actually online right now.
I should click on your blocked list.
Scroll down.
Who do you have on the blocked list?
I haven't blocked anyone yet. The next one, I think I know him.
This one?
I'm not sure.
Would I know him or would you just know
him? No. I think I know him from one of my projects.
Oh.
Yeah.
Work-related?
Work-related.
Oh, wow.
The other one I thought was just kind of cute.
Is he Hispanic?
I don't think so.
Maybe not.
He's got a nice butt, though.
Oh, my goodness. You can post naked pictures on here.
Oh, hello.
Okay, that... Oh, do you have naked pictures on here?
Hello.
You do, don't you?
Hello.
Let me give all the listeners your name.
Yeah. Actually, my those pictures are locked.
So. Like these right here?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they wouldn't be able to see them.
Okay, well, let's see.
Unless I get on my good side and...
This guy is into J.O. fucking one-on-one, or just fucking, comma, one-on-one, group sex, pig play, fuck buddy. Oh my.
He likes to kiss.
I'm kissing, yeah. But no party and play. Is that party and play? Mm-hmm. P&P?
P&P.
Does that mean drugs?
Sex and drugs.
Oh God. I'm too old for this shit.
And then the last one, of course.
Oh, I know who that last one is.
Hasta la vista, baby. Actually, click on that one. And down in the bottom left-hand corner, it should say last log on 4 days ago.
Where? Oh yeah, you're right. Oh my God. That's very far away.
Yeah. Well,
all right, let's
be driving down there,
so. Let's get off of things that the listeners can't see.
Yeah, actually, click on my pics down at the bottom.
Oh, your pictures.
My picture.
Oh my goodness!
Clutch the pearls,
David. I haven't seen that for years. Oh my goodness! Oh my God! I forgot how thick that thing was.
Please, you're making me blush.
Oh my God! God, I didn't realize, I don't remember you being that thick. People used to call me beer can, but that looks like a beer can.
Well, there's a Coke bottle.
Oh my gosh. Now, wait a minute, how do I go back to the next?
Just.
Because these two, I'm glad to see that two of the photographs that I actually took are on your thing. Interesting. Ah, very good.
So, you know, if you want to see the nudie, if you want to see the, you know,
The dick shot.
The obligatory dick picture, then.
The hard dick shot. Email Archer, email me, and I'll forward it to him.
and
forward
grovel.
Forward your request to him, and you can talk to him about seeing his dick picture. Oh my God, I can't believe how thick that cock is. Whew, I'm getting hot. Okay, I'm going to log out of this so we can get back on...
Track. We haven't been on track at any point in this broadcast.
I know the whole time. It's. Ooh.
So I have several things in works. As you can see, the one guy that we were talking about.
Yes.
I don't know. He seems nice. I'd meet him for a drink, at least. I mean, there's no harm in that.
Which one? That one, yes.
The 40 to 43-year-old.
Yeah, because actually, I bet he's... oh, my goodness. Did I just burp my wine?
Yes.
I thought that was you.
Yeah, that was you.
Okay.
You'll know mine.
Yeah, okay. I was going to talk about farts, but boyfriend doesn't like that, so... No, but the one you were talking about, if that happens, I want to hear all about it. Not that I wouldn't, but...
I was going to say, you'd hear all about it anyway.
I would hear all about it. Okay, so are we finished with David? With David?
I think so. So things are progressing well. I kind of got, with this last one, I got knocked off the horse. And
yeah.
As you can see, when I walked in, I'm right back on.
And actually, that's where I wanted to kind of go next was when I opened the door and David came in tonight, he just was like a new person. He was dressed a little differently. He's got quite a little haircut that... Is short.
I chopped all my hair off.
It's short for David. It's kind of this spiky. I wouldn't call it military. Would you call it military?
No, it's not short enough to be military. But
it is like short. It's a short, spiky haircut, and it looks good. And he's wearing this nice. Well, you can probably see it in the photograph. He's wearing this nice black T-shirt that really showing off his biceps.
You'll have to. You'll actually have to put in the when you set the podcast up. You actually should do the old picture and the current picture from the last podcast.
Oh, you're right.
Get it kind of before and after. And
that's a good idea. That one you were wearing a red shirt, if I remember correctly.
I think so. I think I just come over from work.
Well, I can always go to that. When's the last time you were over here? Blah, blah, blah.
I don't know.
I think it was in... Was it in May?
I think so. I know it's been a while.
Yep, there it is in May. Yeah. Oh, yeah, look how long your hair is there.
And I'm unshaven and...
Oh, my God, that was my birthday.
Yes.
Oh, but we recorded the night before.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. So, if you want to check out... Well, I'll post that picture on there, too. Okay, so do you want to explain the haircut and the clothes and the...
Part of it, it was time for something different, and this last little hit, without going into a lot of detail, we'll just say that the last experience with this guy was a little blow to the ego.
Yeah.
So I decided I needed to feel pretty again, so I went and had a makeover.
You need to feel pretty again.
So different clothes and some new hair.
Well, your hair looks great. I mean, it really looks good.
And
my hair looks like shit.
and you do that and you feel better about yourself.
At least you're doing that and not going out and spending a lot of money or something like on gadgets.
No, really, the only thing I spent money on was the hair.
But that's not.
I already had the clothes.
That's not that much.
No, not too much.
No. So shall we move on to something different?
Sure.
Okay, I was going to ask you if you have watched or heard about this Live 8 concert that's going on around the world today.
I have heard of it. I haven't listened to any of it. XM has been playing it throughout the day.
Do you have XM in your house, too?
I have an XM roadie, so it goes with me into the house. It's in the car. I take it into my office.
But do you have to plug it into something else, or is it its own separate player?
No, I plug it into the home theater. At work, I plug it into my computer.
Oh. Because,
to get my XM everywhere I am.
You have to scan the channels for me on XM. Do they have any podcast shows on XM that you know of?
Not that I know of.
Because on Sirius, on the Sirius Satellite Network, I think it's called, they have Adam Curry's pod show.
Okay.
Where he plays different podcasts. And actually, they were asking for submissions this week because when iTunes 4.9 came out, everything got shut down because of the overloaded amount of people downloading. And the actual pod show was unable to connect with the people who they regularly listen to. So Madge Weinstein sent out an email to all the queercasters saying, if you have content, send it now, because Sirius has nothing to put on the air. And they needed to fill like 4 hours every day or something like that. I, however, did not send them any of my shows.
Should have.
And let me tell you why I didn't do that. Because I'm afraid of this bandwidth issue.
Oh, yeah.
I only have so much bandwidth each month, and I'm afraid, and actually that's why I'm not all upset about not being on iTunes, because it sounds like as soon as you get on iTunes, your bandwidth just evaporates, and people are just downloading your shows like crazy. But
well, given the size of the files, that's not, I mean, it's to be expected.
Right, and actually, speaking of that, which I'll talk about on my Monday podcast, but thanks to you for directing me to an MP3 encoder, or at least giving me ideas about, or at least talking about it, I found that I could, whatever it's called, convert the bit rate of my MP3s to a lower bit rate, which obviously makes the files smaller. So everything is now a smaller file size where I can fit more on storage, and the bandwidth will go down because they're not downloading such huge files. So, actually, where did this start? What was this conversation? I think it started with Live 8.
It started with Live 8, yes.
Now, how did I get all the way down to...
Because it went to Live 8, to XM, to Sirius, to Adam Curry's podcast, and...
To iTunes, okay, all right. So back to Live 8. So you didn't listen to it today, but
I haven't listened to it, but like the different channels in XM have been playing it.
And you know what's going on, like what it's for and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're not asking for money this time. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
What they're asking for is they're asking for the G8, which is the G8 Summit, which is starting next week, the 8 top countries in the world, whatever, are getting together, leaders are getting together next week. What Live Aid is asking for is to forgive, I think it's like $40 billion of debt from the African nations, so that they can, and to double their, what's it called, their support or their the money that they send to Africa for relief. So I don't know if they're succeeding or not. I know I didn't watch it at all today. I mean, it was on MTV, VH1, it was on several different channels all day, but I didn't watch a single one of them. I don't really, it's not the kind of music that I listen to, really, so I didn't really watch it. But it was on the news, and I was wondering if you knew anything about it or if you followed it or whatever. Excuse me.
I haven't been following it entirely, but, you know, I do know what it is.
That's cool. All right, then let's move on to something more interesting to our listeners. I was thinking today, because I knew, when I knew you were coming over, I was thinking that I have known you now for 12 years, I think it is. Because 1990, was it 1991 that we met or 1992?
Oh, I don't remember. It's a long time ago.
I think it was April 92.
I know it was in April.
Because it was around our friend's birthday, remember?
Yes.
It was. It was that birthday, 1992. So that would be 13 years, because we've already had April 2005. Yeah. So I've known you 13 years. And I was thinking that maybe you could tell a funny story or a story that you can think about me.
About you.
Or about you, actually, from ours. And actually, while you're telling that story, I'm going to go get some wine.
This would be kind of a roast Archer.
You could consider it a roast Archer, yes. But while you're
actually the first one that comes to mind.
Okay, wait. While you're telling the story, I'm gonna go get some wine. Do you want any more?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
You haven't even. You have like a half a glass there.
Okay.
All right. No. You're gonna go out, and we're gonna talk about that. David, he just chugged half a glass of wine. You're not supposed to chug wine.
See, now you can get me some more wine.
All right, I'll go get the
bottle.
Where's
our intern?
Yeah, where's that intern, that bottom intern? Okay, you tell a story, and I'm going to go get some wine.
Let's see. Probably I think one of the first stories I can think of was me and you and our friend with the birthday had gone out drinking one Saturday afternoon at a Mexican restaurant.
No.
Oh, yes.
I remember this story.
And she was cracking up.
Look, there's no more wine for you. The bottle's empty. It only filled my glass.
Lush. Archer was shit-faced. There is no better term to use. He was completely shit-faced. And I just remember being in the car trying to drive home, with Archer basically pawing all over the back of my head going, this is embarrassing. Oh, they're going to give you so much grief for this.
I missed it. I was getting the wine.
And, you know, he kept pawing over the back of my head, and he's like, I don't even know if I can say it.
What? I don't remember the... Okay, go ahead.
You were in the back seat of the car.
Whose car?
I think it was mine.
This is the Mexican restaurant one?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, I know
and,
what you're
going to
say.
Yeah, and just completely drunk and slurring your words and oh God, what I'm trying to think of exactly what you were saying.
Oh, well, I can tell you one thing I was saying.
Go ahead.
I love you guys. I love you guys. You're so nice to me.
I treat you like shit, and you're so good to me.
Yeah, I was so drunk.
It was bad. Actually, I think one of the other funny ones was you were also drunk.
I was just going to say, there was another story here that I was thinking about that I was really drunk, but that time you had to drive my car. I was so drunk.
Yes. Archer and I had gone to a
Halloween party.
A Halloween party for an adult-related bulletin board. This is before the days of the internet.
But it was the time when you could dial in to a bulletin board.
You had to dial in.
Yeah.
To each board individually.
So. Hey, I had a 24 baud modem that I was hot.
We were rocking.
And we were with our fag hag friend.
Yes. And Archer ran into someone that ignited some obscene amount of lust in him and could not get the object of his affection to pay any attention to him. And in the course of the night, just kept drinking and kept drinking, and by the time it was over with, couldn't drive. So me, in full werewolf makeup, had to drive your car back to my house. Oh, it was a mess.
Yeah, but what was I... What, did I dress up?
You were dressed up.
What the hell was I?
I want to say that you had, like, on a monk's robe or something.
Oh, yeah, I was a monk.
And I remember, because once I got you back to my house and in bed, it took me, like, I think it was in the bathroom for, like, 45 minutes trying to scrub all the werewolf makeup off.
I'm sure I was sleeping at that time.
You were sleeping in the car.
Oh,
you didn't make it out of the...
Well, I just remember that guy was so hot.
I think that was the white granddam. Memory serves me right.
No, I think that's... Mm-hmm. I think I still had my... No. It was the white granddam.
It was the white granddam. Yeah. You'd sold the...
I had gotten rid of the Beretta by that time. You're right. Yeah, wow.
So that... I don't think you've done anything embarrassing since then.
No, because, you know,
I mean, there's... You know, there's always these little things. Like, we were sitting at a stoplight... We'd been out shopping or something, and we were sitting in the stoplight, and Archer looks over at the car next to us, and the guy's looking back over at us. So Archer did what comes naturally. He just leaned over and gave me a big kiss right there in the middle of the street. Actually, you've done that to me in a club.
Yes, I did, and that actually got me into some trouble.
Yeah, I got you into some trouble because... You know, they were looking at me, I was looking at them, and the next thing I know, someone else is kissing on me, and they're walking away. I'm like, hello, cock block.
I was going to say, we weren't dating at the time.
We weren't dating, no.
Oh, for those of you who need to know, I totally cock block you that time, but for those of you, the listeners who don't know, way back in 1990, was it 92 or 91? I don't remember. 92, it had to be 92.
Oh, if we met in 92.
Yeah, you're right, it had to be 92. The summer of 92, David and I dated for...
5.5 months.
Yeah, I like to say 5 months. David says 5.5.
Okay, so the last half wasn't that good, but...
But anyway, so we've dated before, so we have this, like, dating history, but shortly after that, within a year or so after that, we realized we were much, much better friends than...
Nice.
You know, anyway.
And it worked out, because we've actually been friends ever since.
That's right. We are best friends. Tell each other everything.
Yes.
Anytime we're dating someone, we tell them, like, what the sex is like and stuff. Sorry, boyfriend.
Well, but you know, a lot of times, you know, we tend to run opposite. When you're getting it, I'm not. When I'm getting it, you're not.
I know. I think we talked about that last time.
So we live vicariously through one another's, you know, sex lives.
Yeah, but I know we talked about that on the last time.
I'm completely jealous. Actually, I'm just completely jealous of your relationship. But because you're doing all the stuff that I want to do.
I know, but I'm just...
So you two need to put your heads together and find some single boys for me.
Well, I've talked to the boyfriend about that, but his single friends, you know what I'm going to say. They like a certain type.
They like the little, thin, waify boys.
The young, thin...
That's what I like.
Smooth. Well, hello, all gay men do. Well, no, not all gay men. I mean, everybody has a different like, but... So he hasn't. He's thought about it, but he doesn't find anyone that's your type.
Keep networking. You'll find.
I know. But what I was going to say was that worries me because I know that when I'm dating someone, you're not. When you're dating someone, I'm not. But does that mean that? Because I think this one's pretty serious. This what I have going now. This may be lasting quite a while. Yeah. So yeah. I mean, think. Listen to this. What's today's date? July 2nd? Mm-hmm. This relationship has now lasted longer than the last one I had.
Okay.
The one that I thought was it. So, I mean, I think that's a good sign that this is going to be a serious thing. I know, the boyfriend feels the same way, but what I'm trying to say is, because I have success in the relationship, does that mean that you're never going to have one? Going with what we say about me being in one and you not being in one?
Gee, I hadn't thought of it that way until you brought it
up. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to bring it up like that, but I just mean that I thought about that because we've talked about that a couple of times about being, when I'm dating someone, you're not. This, you know, and I'm dating someone, and I really think this one's going to be a long-lasting one, and I
no, I
fear for what's what we've already set up for our precedent.
Yeah. No, I do think the chain will be broken with this one.
Good,
it'll
I
have
hope
to
so.
Be, I mean,
it will have to be. You're
and,
right.
And part of it is, I have been a lot more. I don't want to say forward, but I've been a lot more. I don't know the right term. Forward, aggressive. I'm usually the type of person that...
More proactive.
Well, I'm usually the type of person... I prefer to be approached. I like to be the approachee.
Right.
And partly due to... I'm actually a very shy person.
I know you are.
And...
We've been lucky to have you on the show.
Yes.
Twice now.
And lately, I've been just the opposite. I've been very much...
Outgoing.
The first one to send email... I think in one night alone, I probably sent email to like four or five different guys, chatted back and forth. So I've been a lot more outgoing than what I have been. I think I'm hoping that makes a difference in my dating life.
I think so too, because you're just in a, you seem like you are in the place where I was like 3 years ago when it's like you realize that the tricking around and stuff.
Oh, well, I stopped the tricking around a long time ago.
I know, but I'm saying, in terms of a long-term relationship, you want someone in your life.
Yes.
Remember, about 3 years ago, I was there. Mm-hmm. May have even been a little bit longer than that. And you are there now, where I was 3 years ago. And you may actually have been there 3 years ago.
I was there 3 years ago, but...
But you weren't doing the actively pursuing like you are today.
I was not actively pursuing, and I had a job that was consuming...
Half your life.
Half my life.
Three-fourths of your life.
My energy and everything else. And now that I don't have that, I have more time that I can devote to other things.
Absolutely. Okay, so David, now that you've gotten yourself... You got a haircut... You got you're all dressed up. You're all pretty. What are you going to do tonight? Are you going to go out? Have you decided?
I would like to go out. I'm thinking about calling up a friend of mine to see if he wants to go out. Although I know he went out last night and he doesn't really go out a whole lot, so he may say no.
Is this M?
This is M.
Okay.
If you ever watch James, I crack up every time we call him M because if you watch James Bond.
Which I don't.
The person that leads that whole unit is, you know, you have Q, and the person, their leader is actually called M.
Okay, I'm eating this last piece of cheese. Do you care?
Go right ahead.
Okay.
Good. But, so,
you're going to call him up and...
Yeah, M was out last night, so I don't know if he'll be up to going out again tonight. But, and this is really bad. I think he said he wanted to dance last night, and he never did. So I was thinking, well, you know, go out and go dancing tonight.
Where did he go last night?
He ended up with a friend of his at Cobalt.
Cobalt is a gay bar in D.C. on 17th Street, right?
17th North.
It's usually an Asian Hispanic crowd there, isn't it?
No, you're thinking of Chaos.
Chaos, you're right, you're right.
Which is a Latino bar.
It tells you how often I go to the bars anymore.
But I was thinking, because I want to go out. I don't know if he wants to go out, but he doesn't drink. Or drinks very little.
Well, I think you mentioned earlier that he'd be the one to drive for you.
And I'd get him to drive so that I could go out and drink and flirt. Because I get really flirty when I drink.
I was going to say, as hormonal as you have been
and I'm
lately,
already hormonal, which is really scary. And I get even worse when I drink.
So you'd be more inclined to actually approach someone and say something or do something?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. In the times that we've been out together, when you dragged me to the bars...
Drag you. You know, I thought about that on the drive up here. I thought, you know, every time that we've gone out, and you always say, oh, you drag me out to the bars. And every time, I had a really good time.
I do have a good time.
That's what you always come back with. I had a really good time.
I do have a good time, but I'm thinking there was only one time that you hooked up with a guy at a bar and left me there. Do you remember? It was many, many years ago. It may have even been for me. Pre-M for me, mm-hmm. where we went out to, I think it was the fireplace, and we went up to the piano bar upstairs.
Before the fireplace got really scary.
Yes. We went up to the piano bar upstairs, and you were chatting with the guy, and then when it was, I think we literally closed the bar down, we went out to the street, and you said, I'm going to go with this guy, and I went home by myself?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
I don't, but back then, that's probably what happened.
I think that there's only been one time that you've left with a quote-unquote trick. I don't even know. You probably don't even remember the guy. But
probably not. And you know me, and the single trick rule. So I don't have to remember.
I know, him. Not anymore. That's true.
I don't have to remember him. You know, for those that I don't think we talked about this in the last show, did we?
About your trick rules?
About the trick rule.
No, I don't think we did.
Basically, I have a single trick rule. If I label you as a trick, then it's a one-time deal. There are no repeats.
No returns. That's right.
If I don't list you as a trick, then you become, then you have a good chance of, you know, and it's someone that, you know, I could have just as much fun going to the movies with, then you become a friend with benefits.
I was just going to say a fuck buddy.
I was going to, or fuck buddy.
Remember on this show, we're not FCC regulated. a little too much wine.
That's more wine.
No FCC regulated, so you could say shit, fuck, damn,
well,
cunt, motherfucker.
It always starts. It's kind of like if you were to look at the way that it should go. It actually starts out as trick, and then friend with benefits, and then fuck buddy,
and then friends,
and then boyfriend, and then friend. Boyfriend, ex boyfriend, friend.
I was gonna say you stuck that in there, but do you ever go from fuck buddy to friend, where you, or friend with benefits to just friend?
Yes, and I have several of those.
I was going to say, is M one of those?
M is not one of those.
He's totally just a friend, isn't he?
M is someone at one point expressed an interest.
Really? I didn't know that.
Very early on. But the interest wasn't there both ways.
Oh.
But we become very good friends. We have a lot of stuff in common. And
now, does he know about my podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, so I shouldn't say anything?
No, I mean, I don't think he listens to him. So.
Oh, well, he's a nice guy. I like him. You know somebody else who you might remember has started a podcast? Scott Mendo. Mm-hmm. Remember him?
I remember him.
Well, he just started a podcast recently, and he actually mentioned me on his podcast. And I actually had to send him an email saying, don't use my real name. But I said, I don't, you know, that one podcast, that's fine. I don't care, but... I'll have to give you the link to his web or his podcast. In any case, I totally throwing you off there.
No.
So tell me about the bar you're going to go to. Which bar are you going to hit tonight?
I don't know, actually.
Well, I'm looking at the way you're dressed. You've got these.
I could, you know, the way I'm dressed right now, I could actually fit in anywhere.
Yeah, but what I'm thinking is...
From Cobalt to JR's to Nation to the Eagle.
Well, I was thinking the Eagle because you've got these... You know, big butch leather shoes on, big black leather. They're not. I was gonna say they're not boots, but they are
black leather shoes.
Right, but you've got a black shirt on, jeans on. That is a very Eagle crowd.
Actually, I'm also wearing a black tank top underneath the.
Should we take a picture of it or not?
We'll see.
Okay. I would definitely say this is Eagle outfit right now.
Right.
But you could also fit in to the other places easily.
At the same
easily.
Time, you know, I wouldn't mind going to Nation and go dancing.
What about, I was thinking of, what's the name of that place? Upstairs?
Widows?
Yeah, Widows. Widows.
Yeah, for those that don't live here, most of the bars in D.C. have alternate names to them. Windows is actually their old name. They're now... called the DuPont Italian Kitchen Bar.
I did know that.
A.K.A. the Dick Bar, because, you know, D.I.K.
Right.
DuPont Italian Kitchen. When it was called Windows, and the reason it's called Windows is there are lots of windows, and for anyone that's been in a gay bar, they know that lots of windows are just something you don't find in a lot of gay bars.
No.
You know, we're best to be not seen by the general public.
Okay, but how does that transfer over into Widows?
And it got the name Widows because of their clientele, which seemed to be an over 50 crowd.
And wouldn't you say over 50 bear crowd?
I just say...
excuse me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Have I told you that the boyfriend hates that?
Yes.
He doesn't like me to fart either.
It's okay. I don't like you to fart either.
Yeah, well, I can remember like
your
19...
ass stinks.
Oh, my ass stinks. Somebody else says that on the podcast. I can remember 1992, someone farting in the bed and holding the sheet over us.
That would be me.
Yeah, smell your farts.
Mm-hmm. I never said I was a nice guy.
Stinky ass guy. Okay, so back to the...
I wouldn't say so much a bear crowd, but it is definitely an older crowd. And I think the first time I went in there, we felt like we crashed, you know, someone's really bad wedding.
Really?
Yeah, because we walk in and here's all these, you know, over 50 guys and... You know, I think back then I was, mid to late 20s.
Yeah.
And it just, it was really, really out of place. And so, over time, it just, the bar became known as Widows.
I have heard that. But on Friday nights, they have it, it used to be.
Used to be
Bear Night. And any age would be there. But yeah. That moved over to...
Titan,
yes, which is another bar in D.C. I've never been there.
I haven't either.
But I have heard from, the listeners have heard from Jimbo. We had a phone conversation on the podcast with Jimbo. Jimbo likes to go to the Bear Nights on Friday nights.
Jimbo likes his bears.
He does. Well, you know, Homer does too.
Really?
Yes, so there's definitely a market out there for the bear men.
And what about Peter? Germany, does he like his bears?
You know, I'm going to have to ask Peter that.
So, Peter, you'll have to let us know if you like your bears.
You know, I don't even know what... You know, Peter's very young.
Yeah?
He's like 20.
There's guys that are young that like their bears.
Well, you know, he's my most... I swear to God, he's my most faithful listener. And I shouldn't swear to God because I am not religious at all. I'm an agnostic. But Peter is
the... Figure speech.
You're right. It is a figure speech for me. But, you know, I am sure that after Peter hears this podcast... He will write me an email telling me what he likes because, excuse me, he writes me an email after every single podcast.
Really?
Yes. Wow. He is the most, and not only does he write me an email, but he usually does some kind of research about the topic that I was talking about and tells me about it in the email.
Research? So does this mean that Peter's going to try to find me on Manhunt?
Well, if Peter asks me in the email about your Manhunt account, I will... If with your permission, I would give him your email address, and he could email you. Or I would give him yours, or give you... Duh! I am getting a little tipsy. I would give you his, if he agrees, and you can email him with yours.
Actually, if he asks, you're more than welcome to give him my screen name on Manhunt.
Okay.
Because there's nothing incriminated in there, because you still have... You have to have an account, and even if I unlock the picture... All you see is the little postage stamp size picture, unless you actually have a paid account.
Okay, so, and probably 10 to 1, he's probably not on the American Manhunt
site.
It wouldn't surprise me, though.
I like how you put site in there. American Manhunt site.
It wouldn't surprise me, though, if they had a German Manhunt site.
Actually, this one has, they've got other countries listed.
Oh.
But I don't know if Germany's one of them.
Well, Peter is just... He is the most faithful listener, I have to say. Okay, so I think we've covered everything. Would you say so?
I think so.
This is probably my longest podcast to date. Well, maybe not very close, because I think my longest was an hour and 2 minutes. But we're coming up on an hour now.
I think our last one was pretty long, too, wasn't it?
No, the last one was only like 21 minutes, 24 minutes at the most. I've been trying to stay like 30 minutes. But when I have a great guest like David of Dating with David, and everybody's been waiting to hear from you, you know, the listeners love you.
Really?
Yes, they do. Beth loves you.
Peter
loves you.
We love Peter.
So, I mean, you know, and actually I've gotten a couple emails who I'm not going to name. What'd you say?
Sorry, I digressed again. Something about we love Peter.
Now you saw his. Did you see his picture?
I have seen his picture. He's a little cutie.
He is a little cutie, isn't he? But he's so young.
He's scruffy and.
Yes, he has a little bit of scruff on his face.
We like young sometimes.
Yes. Oh, Peter! I think you have an admirer. In any case, where was I going with that? I'm totally lost now. I think I was trying to end the podcast.
Could be.
You got me off track there. I'm lost now. I don't know where I was going, but so anyway, do you have anything else you'd like to say?
No, hopefully I have some Dating with David updates in the near future.
Yes, and if he doesn't voicemail them, he will come back over to my condo and we will record another show.
Anytime.
Now, for you...
You're serving wine and nibblies, you know. Absolutely. It doesn't take much to get me out of the house.
As you know, the boyfriend is out of town for until July... I think I have to pick up at the airport on July 20th. Mm-hmm. I think it's the 20th. Yes, it is the 20th. Because he's leaving on the 6th. So, you know, if there's anything that comes up between now and then, you're more than welcome to come over and we can podcast again.
Okay. Well, I owe you some DVDs, so...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to need some porn in those 2 weeks, you know, because I need to jerk off as much as possible. Cream my jeans or whatever. Oh, my God. No, I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to talk about what I did to the boyfriend on Thursday, because that would be too embarrassing for him and for me. And I'm not going to air our sexual laundry. Okay. I think we need to end the podcast. So
air your cummy laundry in the... In public.
Air our cummy laundry.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, that reminds me. On this one podcast I was listening to called Podcastique, it's a relatively new podcast. The one of the guys on there is named Nick. I think it's Nick. He has a purple chair in his room that he masturbates in. At least they've talked about on the show. And he's got, like, cum rags sitting next to the chair.
Okay.
So, I know. I emailed them and told them I love their show, but I didn't tell them I was going to mention them, so I don't know if they'll be upset or not. But Podcastique, I'll put a link on the show notes about that. But he has a purple chair that he jerks off in. It was funny. You have to listen to the show.
So Nick, if you're listening, at least give us a picture of the purple chair.
Well, actually, I think they have a picture on the website.
Okay.
I think so, because I've already put them underneath my Podcastique. There it is. And
I don't have a favorite chair.
Favorite place?
No. I mean, it's a morning ritual, so it's always, like, in bed, but...
Well, now, I was just going to say...
unless I'm chatting with some hot guy and the webcam's on that's in front of the computer.
Because. Okay, here's the purple chair. Do you see the purple chair?
Oh, that is the purple chair.
It's like a computer, it's like a desk chair, but they were talking...
It doesn't look comfortable.
No, it doesn't look comfortable. Unless he watches his porn at... the computer. Okay. I don't know. So
Nick, is the purple chair comfortable for you know, some self-love sessions?
It must be comfortable. Although I don't see the cum rag sitting around.
I don't see the cum rag. I'm worried that the chair arms might get in the way of the elbow.
Do you think the chair becomes the repository of the cream?
Possible.
Because on the show, this girl, Donna, this girl here, she talks about not sitting in the purple chair because of he masturbates in it.
And so which one is Nick?
This is Nick here.
Okay.
They're very young. They're just, yeah, they're young. In any case, I was going to ask, no, I'm not going to go. I was going to say, talking about masturbation, where do you think I masturbate?
Well, I know you masturbate in your bed.
I do, because I have a television in my...
Do you have a television?
And VCR and DVD in the bedroom, so... All right.
Outside of that, it's you know, well, it depends on whether you're masturbating alone or you're masturbating with the boyfriend. Because then it could be.
Well, I'm telling you one thing. If I'm with the boyfriend, it's not masturbation. There's a lot of other things going on.
I'm sure there is.
Okay.
Okay.
I better stop drinking. Okay, we need to end the podcast. So. Okay, any last words?
Any last words? No, I hope to have a Dating with David update soon. And shout out to all the listeners. Look forward to hearing from people.
Oh, good. Well, I'm sure we'll get some comments and some email about this.
I'm sure we'll get some comments.
Now, for your information, I'm not going to post this till Monday, even though we're recording it Saturday night.
Okay.
So, nothing will come until then. So, boys and girls, thank you for listening. If you found me on iTunes, please let me know, because I don't think I'm still there yet. And, of course, if I haven't already reminded you, which I did on yesterday's show or on Friday's show, vote for me on Podcast Alley.
I did that already.
I was just going to ask you if you voted for me.
No, I've done that already.
Because I think we're like...
I did it yesterday.
We're like number 73.
Yeah, I did it yesterday.
Which is amazing. And they have like 4,000 podcasts now. All right. So until next time, boys and girls, bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.
Let's record. Okay, so just say something. Oh, that's lovely. Oh, you know, that'll be in the...
soundbite.
or that'll be in the blooper clips. Okay, that's going to come at the end of the show.
Yeah, see, Archer's not the only one that does this.
All right, let's stop and just hear how that sounds.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.